Pam, we're back. Joe Dillon called in and said he was gonna be a few minutes late. I think we kind of really need to kick off our discussion. Yeah, please do. We think we figured out the problem with the owl.
Oh, good.
We think it was that cord.
Okay, so you've had a meeting since then?
We did it till we've done a test. So we created a meeting just to look at the test. And initially, it was going in and out. But we ended up narrowing it down to that extended microphone. And when we unplugged it, it stopped doing that. But of course, it didn't work as well. So we ended up finding another, a spare cord. And then we've ordered a new cord direct from Holly. Here's Joe.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
And Tim. Have a seat, Joe.
This a round table?
So, yeah, you sit anywhere you're comfortable.
Sorry.
This is a package.
This is your budget book?
Thank you.
Did you say that's the current meeting?
Yeah. You can.
Can have two. Yeah, and there are, since we might be here for a while, there's snacks out there for everybody. And there's some cookies here. I'll offer you a snack, Pam, but I don't know how to get it.
Say again?
I'd offer you a snack, but I'm not sure how I'd get it to you.
You got your water?
Yes, ma'am. And there's more on the table. All right, Joe, as soon as you get yourself situated, we can start the conversation.
Go ahead, yeah.
Well, we're gonna let you start the conversation.
Thanks, Chair. I started with the first, this is kind of a plan that we developed, you guys have looked at this before, that integrates the septic plan with the path. And this is just the portion that you get down past the barn here. But that just shows a new path we're working on there. This is a couple cross sections here of the Permatrack system that we're thinking of using. This one here is sitting on short concrete pedestals. Okay. And this allows for a height of less than 30 feet, which you're not going to need handrails for.
Less than 30 inches.
30 inches.
Yeah, I was wondering, wow.
That's
like
pretty good. Elevation change.
Nice view of the valley. So that one's there, and then this one with the helical piles is generally for over 30 inches, and the rails come with that too. And it's probably just a decision based on they want it low to the ground, so they're higher so you can maintain them. It's.
Say again, what's the distance between?
Jim?
Yes.
Jim, can I have a point of order for a moment?
Sure.
We need someone to be chairing the meeting and to call the meeting to order.
Okay.
Is she not back up here?
You want me to do that?
Sure.
All right.
Is this the right one?
Thank you, Gwen.
I think it's this one. I'll call the meeting of the Facilities and Public Safety Committee to order at 5:23. Present are Tim Sadler, Joe Dillon, Gwen Marion, Pam Sawyer, Jim Rupert, board clerk.
The clerk has a question.
I just have a question. Is there other stuff going on at Town Hall? Because there's an awful lot of background noise.
There is.
It's kind of difficult to hear what you guys are, what you're saying.
Town Hall is still open and active. Okay.
All right, I'll do my best.
Jim, could we close the door behind to the town clerk's section?
Sure. Yep, thanks. It's a good idea.
Sorry, Joe, for interrupting. You know what, Joe, I do have a favor if you're referring to pages.
Sure.
So I can see them to the owl. Thank you.
So the question I had posed, Pam, was there's two different types of footings that could work. And I had asked what the distance is between the surface of the ground and the treadway on
yes.
the two different footings. Are those
yeah.
the same?
Yeah, and Pam, this is the sheet that I brought in addition to what you have. So you don't have, but it's kind of a question of should this boardwalk that's going over
the wetlands,
should it be less than 30 inches off the ground or greater than, depending on, I don't know if it's a maintenance question for the people that are going to be
If it's less than 30 inches, it doesn't require a handrail. If it's 30 inches or greater, it would require a handrail.
Got it.
So, just something. I just want to make note of that. It's something. Maybe just decisions on what you want to do with that. I guess I'll start with the site plan sheets. Start on sheet 3, C3. Coming off Bolt Center Road through the side yard adjacent to the parking area. And we're going to make the transition down into the wetland area. And the boardwalk will be starting right about at the wetland area. It's elevation 751, and that's where the boardwalk started, the line there that starts. And it continues through to the angle point. The match line to go to next sheet. The way these sheets are set up too, by the way, is that upper half is strictly for layout, and that'll get more information will come on that as we, you know, as the plans, we really get down to layout parameters for actually constructing this in the place we're showing it. The bottom half of each sheet is the grading plan, which is probably the more of the information at this point.
So pretty much from the back of town hall to the end of the stone wall, that has to be boardwalk of some sort?
Yeah, yeah. And we've pushed it
to the wood line.
To the wood line, which creates a little more of a boardwalk. And before we were kind of cutting through and we had a crossing originally proposed a culvert crossing, and we're going to go to the boardwalk, push it to the tree line a little better, come to the boardwalk all the way out till we get to almost the end of the wall. Yeah, there's a point where it definitely is a rise, and that's where we stop. That's in C 3.01. You'll see there's a line with two X's here where it stops right about the wetland line. So quite honestly, actually, we're about halfway. We have another 250 feet that's trail on grade again. Okay.
So on our copies here, the boardwalk stops right here?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And down, and that's...
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm sorry, I got cut in the match line, but the rest of it's on the previous page.
Yeah. Okay.
Which page is that, Joe?
The boardwalk starts on sheet 3.00.
Thank you.
And continues on the sheet 3.01.
Got it.
And come down, make the turn at the wall, and comes into the field at sheet 3.02. Down past the tree that's out there, and we're going to make the 90-degree turn heading east towards the barn, and then basically another 90-degree turn south, which essentially brings us towards the top of the slope in the
right.
field over there, which you will see on sheet 3.03, and then comes around. Turns by the barn, kind of bisection of the parking lot. This is something maybe, we're showing a physical trail here, but I think that's simply gonna be.
Across the parking.
Crossing the parking lot.
Yep.
Now, are we intending to maintain gravel parking lot?
I hope so.
Yeah. So, right.
Striping might be it.
Did you, no, I remember early on when we talked about this, you had some conversations with, I think Sarah and Tom about their master plan for the farm. Did you, and I assume you looked at the layout of this trail with regard to their master plan?
Yes, they're doing, a lot of their stuff is actually behind the barn here, which we didn't, staying on the perimeter.
How difficult, because I expect that members who have, members of the farm commission and others that, you know, hold that project near and dear to their heart are gonna ask a lot of questions. How difficult would it be to put an overlay of their plan together with
this? Oh, not hard at all. We could definitely do that. That's a good suggestion.
Then it would show that they're in harmony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Jim, Gwen, I'm sorry, may I have the floor?
Yes.
I believe that there is paved parking in the long-term master plan.
I don't know if it's paved.
We did propose for the accessible parking spaces,
yeah,
two spaces to be paved.
Right.
Just to,
oh, it's just two? Okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah, not the whole thing, just the two.
Okay, I thought it was for access. It was going to be all. Because with the new new pavilion, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Sorry,
yeah.
Keep going. Oh, so the question is, has, are we the first to see this?
This is not public yet.
Well, it's on the website.
Well, I mean, it's public in this form, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, thank you.
So why are you asking that? Pam, why are you asking that?
Because of the Farm Commission, because of the
building
and grounds. Having them look at it as well before we make any, we shouldn't make any recommendations without hearing from those two groups first.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why on the plans that I sent out, I put a nice big draft across. So I don't want anybody thinking that this is a, I don't want anybody to assume that this is a done deal or anything. You know, it's still in progress. It's all fluid.
And I did, after the, the Farm Commission members appeared at our last meeting. I noted on their plan that their plan shows this trail cutting directly across the field behind the town hall. And that was the old design. And
right.
When Joe and I and Richard Tree walked out there, we all felt that it was better suited to hug the tree line, go north and then east and around. And so I let Arlene Fiano know after that meeting that this proposal was going to show the trail going along the tree line instead of cutting right across. But I also said we wanted to work in harmony with the that landscape architect that she mentioned in her letter.
Tom Elmore.
Yes.
Was there a reason that this committee wasn't invited to that walk?
Oh, no, Joe and Richard and I walked it months ago.
A couple months back.
I mean, it was even before I was elected. So it was not even it was not this committee.
Okay.
That hit. But I think it would be great if we would all walk it again, definitely.
Thank you. And I would like to make that recommendation.
Yes, good.
Sure.
Yeah, I think this is because we kind of follow the existing wall, so obviously this is not intersecting or cutting up the field as much as the previous plan. Seat 3.03, this is where it's coming down along, it's around the house, down along the driveway. That was a little bit of a grading task to get that. That's why there's a little wiggle in the bottom of this, is to get that gradient coming down so we're not too steep, because that driveway does come down quite steep there. And so we kind of flare it off.
Instead of going straight down, you kind of go down.
We kind of peel off a little bit because we didn't want to. We just come right down to the bottom hard, so we brought it around the corner here. Moving on to sheet 3.04. This is the section where we're just heading down Bolton Center Road. It's steep. This will be paved, 5-foot paved walkway, because it would be impossible to hold anything, gravels on there. We've tried to bench the coming down off the road a little bit, got below the road, and then set it in, and so that we can kind of have our cuts and fills match a little bit through here, so we don't, so as far as the road grade goes, it's gonna be below that. Yeah, here's the, this is the edge of pavement here.
Yeah.
Here's the guide rail. So we're coming down off there.
2 feet?
This is a 1:20, so laterally would be about 10, 15 feet off of the roadway, the line of the road, so we should set down a little bit.
Elevation-wise, you'd be 3 feet down, 2 feet?
Yeah, 2 or 3 feet down, yeah. And just do that because to be up top, this gives a chance to cut down, set in a little bit, and find the kind of a happy spot to, mm-hmm. to lay the trail in there. And we're still gonna have grading.
Where does the paving start?
I would recommend that it starts at the bottom of this driveway. Actually, probably even here, come off the driveway here. Because this is a gradient, we're not gonna be able to hold
ground on. Right. We'll lose it right at that corner.
Yeah.
So right, you have soil that loses here,
yes.
as is, right?
Yeah.
Triangle.
Yeah.
So you said right about right here?
Yeah, where we get through the driveway, I think where this would be the
great
most logical place to start pavement. Past 3.04 on to 3.05.
Does the path get paved, plowed?
No. No, there's not to that information. So as 3.05 comes down to the bottom of the driveway access into the field below, we've taken the 15-inch CMP that travels under that driveway as a culvert, and also the 12-inch CMP that comes out. We're going to collect that with a manhole, bring it farther down to the east, and now we're going to have this 48-inch that comes across from the bottom of the wall towards Brandy Street. We're going to pick that up in a large storm manhole there and collect the other ones coming from the west and put it into a 48-inch and get it out far enough out so now we can have our pathway. This is showing grading coming down simply because over here, past the manhole, I didn't have existing contouring here. My intention is to fill across this drainage so that we get a flatter area, because that's been a troublesome spot in the past for washouts, heavy rainstorms. Lancet years ago, riprapped that a few times because that would kind of tumble down. So we're gonna kind of just fill it across a little bit.
Yeah.
To make this a little, so that when you walk along this pathway, you're not just, starting on a sharp edge there, and soften that slope.
Is this the barway into the field, below the field?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So. Sheet 3.06 is the intersection with Bolton Road and Brandy Street. And as we come around the corner here, on Bolton Center up to Brandy Street, we do have a short wall in there, which I don't know if we action. Yeah, it still shows the wall in there a little bit. It's not
shorter height or length.
Very, very short height wall from up to here, just to get the grading to work so we don't chase up the hill and have to remove a lot of trees. We've kept it within the, for the most part, within the right-of-way street line here. There will be, we're going to need some sort of temporary easements. I'm sure there'll be some grading issues that may carry on to people's properties, but it's not a permanent, there's going to be no permanent structure on private property.
And this one, I think it's worth noting that you actually sat with the property owner.
We did. We talked with Jim. We sat down with Jim.
He was in agreement.
Yes.
The ultimate outcome.
Yeah. Yes. And we were able to address his concerns. He had a few trees he wanted to save. He had his bank of mailboxes that he wanted to keep there. And we had enough leeway there to work around what he wanted to keep in place.
Did you say that there's going to be a short retaining wall?
Short little retaining wall.
Okay.
24 inches, 30 inches at most.
Like right when you come around?
Yes, just a little, yeah. A little gravity wall, just to basically,
Joe, do you see any fill having to be put in there? behind the retaining wall?
For this area, no. We will have to, we are piping in, again, sort of like what we did over here next, on the other half, piping some of the swale, but it's not nearly as deep. So there will be excavated material that will be covered.
Thank you.
There may be some material that's not suitable for reuse, so that maybe have to be trucked out, but I really don't foresee much of it needing extra fill.
Is that existing?
That is proposed.
That is proposed. But you have to bring this down.
That's a little bit of an adjustment to, we can keep it come over to here. I think that's what, actually what I would prefer to do, we were looking at this the other day, is to come down direct connection to this one without having to step in. Yeah. Because that would mean cutting into the street. I would probably just keep it along here. Or we could put a, you know, structure. The person I was designing is, I know you want to keep it out of the pathway, the storm manhole. That's the purpose for it there. But I think we can make this cut or even modify this to bring this in a little bit. There's a little bit of this is an existing basin, so I think to make that straight cut, you would be over the right-of-way line, so I think that's why I put it out there. Well, we can add a second basin at the edge, catch basin to alleviate that, make that turn a little better than don't come out from the street. Like,
so is there going to be asphalt work in that corner too? On the existing
yes.
road?
Yeah.
Oh, there is.
There will be, yeah, there'll have to be a little bit of cut in the edge here to fit that in. Yeah. You see that then it's got a saw-cut line here. It goes for a little bit, and then it goes away.
So how do you propose controlling the water that comes down this side of the road?
There's a catch basin right here.
Yeah.
This will be paved. There's one coming up the hill into the flat.
Is there going to be a catch basin over here?
We can add one there. If this is existing now, this serves that roadway now. This will be a painted crosswalk. This will be in. So we could most definitely add, and that second one here.
Is it going to be illuminated cross signs?
That was another question I had. We did not have that in our original proposal, but.
I don't know if you need them or not. That's just the pretty bizarre location.
Yeah, RRFBs that we've used are, they're solar powered. You can drop them in there without using any.
I would say make yourself a note and let's have that as an option when we look at it.
Okay. Because I would put it here, and I would actually put it up by the school as well. That's a little better sight line there, but still. Just gives you a little bit of visibility when, especially if it's high school students, you're using that to cross. It would be a good thing to have there.
That's certain times of the day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So coming up Brandy Street here, we've got the drainage in here. We've just set these basins at regular intervals. Swale that's there. This will be perforated pipe as well. I know these are wet lots coming across here, so that'll help get rid of some of that groundwater, maybe dry out some of the front lines a little bit. I know it's troublesome here. The upper portion here, once we get to the flat, really within the sheet, we're on sheet 3.07, this will generally be. These are 1 foot contours here. This will generally be gravel. I think once we get to the flat, probably past the Bagley property, would be gravel going up to the high school from there.
The perforated pipe, is that going to be then covered?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's in a stone envelope, the perforations, and it's down below. It's underground, as a typical pipe would be. But to go to perforations, it allows any groundwater that leaches in just to kind of drop that water table a little bit.
So there'll be some grading, so you'd have to add fill on top. I think those edges are kind of low right now.
Yeah. These are sort of, you can see here, this is raised up ever so slightly. There's a 671 contour. Actually, this is 670 right here. So we're about a foot of fill here. But it chases back here. It doesn't get into the tree line, so it's a little fill, but it's subtle fill areas. I mean, you'd have a little bit here, it comes back. These pipes generally would be down, though. They're down, 3 to 4 feet below grade.
to get these down on the ground. The catch basins themselves will do the work, but, you know, it's intended.
To catch the surface water.
Yeah, it's intended for the water off the road to come in, and, you know, there will be some flow off these front lawns, but we hope that that perforated underdrain style pipe would help alleviate some of that. So currently this water all goes down and heads into that 448 inch pipe that we got, or nothing down bottom. Currently it goes into the pond.
Oh, this comes, you might need to.
In the back.
Of the general. That's kind of, you're going to divert all that water from back there?
No, it's not the intention to divert that. This comes down through. There's a pipe, there's a catch basin here on Hanover Farms.
Yeah.
So, and this all comes down.
Yeah, no, this is my house here.
Okay.
There's all this water goes down here and then heads back.
Okay.
Behind those houses, and it goes to a pond back there.
Okay.
A pond, excuse me, guys, Rodney, can you help me out here? Is the pond off of Hanover Farms? Retention pond?
Bayberry? Bayberry. It's off of Bayberry.
Yeah.
Bayberry, that's right.
In between the two, yeah, okay, got it, I know where you are.
Yeah, that all feeds back there, so all that wetlands back there is all fed by this water. Are you thinking about taking that all away?
If that's the case, we'll adjust that.
No,
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
It's your call.
No, I don't.
It is my call, because I don't argue with it, but go ahead.
That's not my intention. That's absolutely not my intention.
That would take almost an act of Congress with DEEP.
I would think so.
Yeah, I didn't realize the water flowed that way. I thought that was upgrade.
In general, this road is sloping to this frontage, this swale here, and it comes down. But does it get?
It stops there. It goes behind the houses.
Okay.
How does it get there?
I don't think there's enough. There's enough pitch. It goes there. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I take a double take on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at this right here. There's a crossing. We could actually connect to it to that point and be done there. Okay.
There's a lot of water. All Puros.
Yeah.
I think we need to look at the wetlands maps and have permission of those landowners to be able to get it.
Yeah, the paddles, drainage paddles.
Because this is wetlands.
Yes.
Through there. And I suspect that this is all wetlands too.
Okay.
And behind the houses, of course.
Yeah, sure. I see the crossing here, the 15 inch here, and it's short with that one, so actually I'll pick that up. At that point. Yep.
But the plan that you intend is to have all of this water go into the brook that's across Steele's Crossing Road?
The lower half is intended to go, and I'm looking at this, and you're correct that there's an easement right here. So I will utilize this easement to take this water, keep it where it is. I don't want to divert that.
I think it feeds that pond. They have to. What do you call them, things that collect the water, and it's got all the grass in it and everything, and
tension.
It's already there.
Yeah.
So are you adding flow to the stream that is across the street that's north of Steele's Crossing?
No, we don't intend to do that. We're going to pick this up and keep this. If this is going to Hanover Farms detention basin,
It's in between Bayberry and Hanover Farms, that corner. You go way back there.
Okay. We'll keep that pattern there.
I would think so.
No, absolutely.
It's a big interruption.
A lot of permissions would be needed to divert any of that water, Gwen.
Yes. Yep.
Again, all this works its way.
Has
a one hole in the front.
Yeah. We're in sheet 3.09, and we just keep going along the front of the drainage street.
So are you doing anything about this one?
This is all. It's maintaining the swale on this side. There's that old swale along the road there, and then it's
swale here.
Yeah. And you get farther up,
it goes there.
Does it go along the old Bailey Road along the school property?
Okay. Oh, no, I see next week.
Or are you still talking about?
Gwen, could you repeat that, please?
I had asked whether some of the water flows down Old Bailey Road. You know how it's so eroded out there?
Yeah.
And I was thinking some of this might be heading off.
There's probably some coming off of Randy Street that's going down there, but
it is.
I think it's a lot.
It is. It's probably just hitting the edge of the grass edge of the shoulder and running down, but
yeah.
You do have a lot of water coming off these individual laps, so it's getting into that system and going.
That road is crowned, if I remember correctly.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. The water from tennis courts and so forth is a whole different problem.
Yes.
That's
totally different problem.
Yeah. That's a different problem that we're working on in a different way.
I was thinking the water from north of the high school, not south of the high school.
Oh, okay.
Before you get there, which I'm sure is, we're gonna be looking at that.
I think I've never seen much going down there.
Okay.
They get that swell there, it consumes most of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And there, last sheet, 3.11. Is up and crossing with a crosswalk to the existing path with the high school that was constructed with it.
Right, there's an existing stone dust path there.
Yes. This one right now just shows our typical, we don't have, actually, we should have one more sign out here. But just put in the crosswalk here. This is where we put the RFPs in this location as well as down below, if that was the case. We got them right inside these, like here. And we will, there is another set of signs that goes outside of these that has the crosswalk, the yellow diamond shape crosswalk sign. I would recommend the RFPs here and down the bottom, just for visibility, especially this being the high school. And there's
the crosswalk. The RFPs, what are you calling
them? Rectangular rapid flashing beacons, RFPs. But they're,
I don't know if they're required, but they're not. There's never been a problem with crossing Brandy Street. Unless you're going to start with slow-moving handicapped vehicles or something,
typically when we put these into applications, it's at the request of the funding agencies.
Right.
It's a federal highway thing. They like to see them for or they get points.
I'd be more concerned about Bolton Center Road than in front of the high school.
Well, that's why. Yeah.
Are there supposed to stop for pedestrians and crosswalks? Or is that town itself?
I believe that's a state traffic law.
I thought it was too, but like people never do that or rarely. Let's say 50-50 right on Steeles Crossing.
Yeah.
Like, I always do, but certainly see people that don't. If people are waiting to cross, I don't know if it should be made clear that.
I think, as Joe said, the sight line in front of the high school is pretty good.
It's flat and straight.
It's flat, yeah. It's pretty straight, but, you know, I think, you know, Bolton Center Road, you know, that's going to, until people get used to it, it's going to take them by surprise.
Yeah.
I think my only comment would just be to just make sure that the kids know that they're supposed to stop if there's somebody waiting to cross, you know what I mean?
And also to educate the pedestrians that it is not intended to be a stoplight.
Right.
And I've seen that happen. We put these in as new signals.
This isn't Nantucket where you know if someone's going
to
stop.
Well, they push the button, they think as it flashes, that means they're supposed to stop. So they move before the car acknowledges that you're there.
Just one thing, you know, let's keep in mind too that those are going to be new drivers oftentimes right there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we think a little more cautiously with some extra. Even though the sight lines are great, but new kids, new drivers.
Yeah, but they're all really smart and responsible.
But they're new drivers every year. They're new drivers every 6 months. Then.
You want to add a curtain drain here to dry our field out a little bit? You could barely even cut hay last year.
Yeah,
we had to throw it all over.
Well, last year was kind of a special year.
Hopefully,
it's a little less special.
We needed two people to carry some of the bales.
Yeah, basins to put it into. If you want to do it, yeah, we plug it in.
Also, you're carrying those catch basins all the way up.
Yeah, because we're just there's that.
I mean, if you're excavating and it's only
the soil's there,
$50,000,
and that keeps you know, the water off the road, the flowing water that kind of hits the gutter line, that kind of picks it up.
It gives it a place to go.
Gives it a place to go, for sure, to wear it at the edge of the path. We're going to be, the path's going to be in off the curb line a little bit too, which I prefer. I don't like seeing it right on the, especially in a narrow street like Brandy Street, I don't like seeing it right on the edge. Some of the towns we've been working with that do sidewalks wanted to put the integral curb right to the edge of the pavement. But those usually on, you know, 25 mile an hour type streets and stuff.
So what's the pleasure of the committee with regard to, you know, it looks like Joe's got a couple of things to tweak based on the conversation today. I heard Pam say, you know, she might want the group to walk it before we go to public informational meeting. So I think, you know, the whole idea behind getting this before this group was to think about what our next steps are.
Okay, and I have a couple ideas.
Okay.
One of them is when we, thank you, Gwen, when we're talking about doing a walkabout and following this down, I think there's a major group we have to invite, and that's the Wetlands Commission. The second one we have to invite, I believe, is the lessee of the hayfields, and bring them into it as they are partners in abutting pieces of property across this, and get their thought process. And I would recommend that we, if we're talking about doing walking the Brandy Street property as down Brandy Street as well, we invite the Board of Ed and the superintendent as a partner, because this affects their.
You're creating a meeting of a magnitude that we can't manage.
I'm not saying a meeting. I'm just saying that we have Jim. Please wait. I'm just saying that we invite them to do a walk. Gwen's held many walks. She knows how to do this well. I think we put the invitation out to have people walk it and be able to ask Joe questions, be there on site and see it. Now, if you want to trim that down to just the farmer who is haying it, and you want to cut it down to the Wetlands Commission and the Farm Commission, that's fine too, as elected, as appointed officials.
But I guess my point is, the minute you have a quorum of any of those groups, it becomes a meeting, and we're not prepared to make.
I am not. You can. You can.
Meeting of a walk.
You can change. You can change that by offering it as an informational session. It does not have to be listed as a meeting. It's an informational session. And it can be listed as an off-site informational session, which would be on the property.
I think we're going to disagree on that, but we'll check with the town clerk and the FOI commission.
But I also don't think it'd be that hard to call it a meeting, even if it's a walk.
And how are you going to record it and take notes?
If they're invited as guests of this particular subcommittee. It's not calling it a meeting, and it's an informational walk. I think, Jim, I think we can squeak by. I can't imagine anybody's going to take us to FOI if they're invited.
We could also say, we could make it not be a meeting of the Board of Selectmen by not having a quorum of the Board of Selectmen. No, I guess, right. I guess every subcommittee has to have, if it's a quorum of the subcommittee, then it's a meeting. But we could have it be a meeting of this committee.
You could call it a retreat to the property.
Yeah, but that, Ms. Board Clerk, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I used to do the sidewalks for In the Wetlands in Columbia. And when I went on those, I would just take, I would Olympus digital recorder. I just brought it with me and just taped it on the recorder, which is what I do with these meetings.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
I guess my concern is you're potentially having a meeting of the Board of Selectmen, you're having a meeting of the Heritage Farm Commission, and you're having a meeting of the Board of Education all at the same time. That's my concern.
So if we just notice them, perhaps we change the wording. And this is I'm just going from other experiences that I've had, you just notice them that this is happening. If they would like to attend as individuals, as town residents, perhaps you do it that way.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Agreed.
Why don't you and I talk about that, Jim? And in the meantime, do you feel that we could send this plan to the Heritage Farm Commission, since they had asked us to keep in mind that they're the landscape architects?
So I think it would be great for them to see it, but I think it would be great for Joe to take that next step for us, which is to superimpose their plan as a layer on this plan. That way they see how, I think everybody's gonna be interested to see how this plan and that plan interact.
And there may be some little nuances, we could just bump things here, there, to make that all fit in properly.
And one last quick suggestion I had was, we do have a bench already at the farm at the overlook, at the edge of the parking lot that overlooks the field facing east or west, if you're looking at the other way. Perhaps we think about, within this expenditure, that we put a bench closer to the town hall that would have that long vista coming off the trail, right by the trail.
We have the ability, depending on where we fall, where we go off the bridge, to put up, I think, a certain percentage in amenities. And so we may be able to do some. This one's mine.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank
you, friend, for listening.
There may be the opportunity for that sort of thing.
And is the goal to make a portion of this ADA accessible?
Yes.
But the piece coming across the field, or maintain 5% or less to get all the way over to the barn, so you can get from the Troopers building to the
Troopers building to the barn is ADA accessible? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a goal when we started.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. And under the terms of the grant, is there a time by which construction has to start or be finished in order to maintain the funding?
With
yes,
CROG.
There is, but I don't remember what the date is. I'm sorry.
With CROG, we do have to resubmit to them for another review period. So I think that would probably be, I think the best time to do that would be after the public information meeting. We get kind of the final comments. We could pull together a comprehensive set of plans with full details and everything.
And get those across.
Yeah.
So we're not in any danger of losing the grant at this point because of any deadline?
No, I know, but I mean, I say that without checking the absolute dates, but we've done other projects with the same funding agencies that.
This is not a project that's stagnant. This project has been ongoing since the award, actually since before the award. So we can show continual progress.
Okay, so Jim, I'll get back to you. I'll give some thought to how we could design a walk within the limits of the Freedom of Information Act. And then in the meantime, Joe's gonna do some tweaking of this plan and do the overlay.
Yep.
And
the third part, excuse me, Gwen, and the third part would be an examination of the wetlands.
What do you mean by an examination, Pam? Because I think they're mapped on Joe's map. And somebody from the Inland Wetlands Commission would be invited on the walk. So what are
okay,
you...
Okay. Just want to make sure that water flow direction, it shows the wetlands, but water flow direction has been brought, the question's been brought up by Rodney and yourself and Joe. So we'll just a little double check on some of those.
Yeah, the
flow patterns will be maintained.
Yeah, but they should be involved.
And that's easy
Thank
enough
you.
To do.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get permits from them anyway. So the sooner we involve them, the better.
So are we going to do the last, the other item on this agenda, the Indian Hunt Park Pavilion and Hart Park rental fees tonight? We're a little bit after 6, aren't we?
That is completely up to this board.
What do we add to, is there an agenda tomorrow?
You can't, there is an agenda tomorrow. I can't add to that. No, it's a special meeting. You'd have to put another meeting.
You do not have to, Jim. If I may interject a little Robert's Rules of Order, someone could make a motion that we recess the meeting to a future date. So you don't have to post it just yet and worry about that.
I make a motion that we recess to a future date.
I second it.
Is there any discussion?
I don't know if there's any advantage to that. I know I don't have a vote here, but if we don't do it now, I would just assume we just add it to an agenda of an upcoming meeting so that it gets done
because we don't know when this committee's going to meet again.
Okay, there's no urgency about this, on this issue?
Not immediate.
That's why the recess works in this case.
But we may not meet for two more months.
Could we take it up at our, at the March Board of Selectmen meeting?
We could.
Okay. That.
It's coming up quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have.
It's not urgent, but it's not something I want to wait for.
You're saying the next, Jim, you're talking about the next item on the agenda?
Yes.
The fees?
Yeah, the fees.
Would you prefer, Jim, to have a motion, Tim rescind his motion and that we have, make a motion to table that item for the present, for this meeting?
Sure.
I rescind my motion.
I rescind the second.
Just wait 10 minutes, should we just do it now?
And I make a motion that we table the next item on the agenda, but to be.
I'll second that.
Is there discussion?
Tabling is not debatable.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions?
Thank you.
Motion passed.
All right, make a motion that we recess. I mean, make a motion that we adjourn.
We adjourn.
Second, is there a second?
Yep.
Rodney?
Tim's got it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Tim.
Opposed? Abstentions, okay.